They might say that a picture tells a thousand words, but trust me when I say that having great product descriptions makes all the difference when it comes to selling online. In this episode, we're going to dive deep into product descriptions, and I'm going to give you the inspiration and tactics you need to write product descriptions that get people clicking that little add to cart button. Make sure you stay to the end to find out how you can grab my free, handy product description template. You're listening to Voice Your Brand, the podcast dedicated to helping you launch and grow your brand online by injecting it with a whole load of personality and creating content that turns followers into loyal fans, all through the power of a unique brand voice. If you're struggling to stand out online, getting stuck writing your product descriptions, or feeling pulled in a million directions when it comes to marketing your e-commerce brand, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Nell Casey, the founder of Fate Creative, an e-commerce copywriting agency that writes things for brands that sell online. Before we dive in, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. All right, let's go. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Voice Your Brand podcast. I'm so glad that you guys are here. Today, we're tackling a topic I think is relevant to any e-commerce business out there, and that is your product descriptions. After all, if you want to sell online, you have to tell people what you're selling, and that's where your product descriptions come in. But this can also be one of the main areas where product-based business owners get stuck. And I get it. You've put all this work into designing and creating this product, getting it made, photographed, and uploaded. And then after all that, you've got to write something as well, and you've got 100 plus products to do that for? Forget about it. But having great product descriptions can make all the difference to your bottom line. Well done. They can get more customers onto your website, convert them, and even decrease the number of returns you get. And that results in more profit for you. In this episode, we're going to talk about more about why product descriptions matter. I'm going to break down what makes a great product description. We're going to talk about the importance of SEO, and I'm going to give you my expert tips to write dozens or even hundreds of product descriptions way faster. But before we get started, make sure you click that subscribe button on your podcast player so you get the next episode as soon as it drops. All right, let's start out with why product descriptions matter. I don't need to tell you that 2020 has been a whirlwind of a year for small businesses in Australia and around the world. The impact of lockdowns, event cancellations, shutdown of entire industries has been completely unforeseen. And while it's certainly been challenging for a lot of people out there, there have been some really interesting trends to come out of this that are going to basically affect the landscape for years to come. And one of these is the massive shift to online shopping. Even before all this in Australia, we were seeing online shopping growing. At the start of the year, Australia was on track for online shopping to account for 12% of consumer spending by 2021. But with the start of lockdown and everyone suddenly needing to, buy what they needed and have it delivered to them, that 12% target was reached in March. And since then, that shift to online shopping has continued. In fact, more than 200,000 Australians shopped online for the very first time this year. And even people that were previously shopping online became much more regular shoppers, with half of those people purchasing online 3 or more times in a month. Basically, the lockdown fast-tracked the growth in online shopping, encouraged people who hadn't previously bought online to do so, and just got us way more used to heading to a website instead of heading to the shopping center. So what does this mean for e-commerce? Well, even after we return to some type of COVID normal, it's likely that a lot of people are still going to be heading online to buy what they need. And just FYI, all those facts were taken from the Australia Post 2020 e-commerce industry report. Okay, so with all these people shopping online and shopping online more often, well, you've got to make it easy for them to buy. Particularly for those people who are a bit new to online shopping, they're going to need a bit of hand-holding because they're used to being able to go to the shops and pick up and touch things before they buy them. So your product descriptions have to replicate that experience for them. Of course, you need to get across the key features and the facts, like the size, the fit, material, how it works. But your product descriptions are also an important way to build that connection with your customers. They should feel like an extension of all your other copy or your social marketing and your brand voice. So the main reason your product descriptions matter? Well, because they're the very last step before someone clicks the buy button. If your product descriptions are confusing or unclear, that shopper might just click away from your website. But if those product descriptions answer their questions and put the product in their hands metaphorically, then you're going to be turning that browser into a buyer. Okay, so what makes a great product description? The main goal, of course, is to simply explain what the product does and why someone should buy it. That's the basics. And if it does that, it's a good product description. There's no rule for how long it should be or how much information there needs to be. It's just got to be kind of enough. Does it answer all those questions? Something basic like a cotton t-shirt probably doesn't need a lot of info. But if it's complex, like something technical or a new product, you're going to have to add a lot more info so people understand what they're getting. But that's just the start. To turn a good product description into something really great, you need something else. You need to create a sense of emotion or feeling or connection between the buyer and the product. Because ultimately, people choose with their heart. Then they justify their decision with logic. Think about it. You're scrolling on Instagram, you see a cute jumper, and you immediately think, oh my God, I want it. And then you start justifying the purchase. It'll be great when it's cold. I don't have enough jumpers in my wardrobe. The one I usually wear has a hole in it now, and I've got to throw it out. So you've kind of made the decision that you want it, and then you've gone back and found all the reasons why it makes sense to buy it. So your product descriptions need to connect with that emotion first. Then you can follow up with some facts and features to help get people across the line. So how do you write these product descriptions? Basically, you want to put your customer into the product. Put your customer first. Consider who it is that's going to be buying this product, like your target audience. If you don't know who's going to be buying your product, then you don't have enough information to write your product descriptions. You won't know what to include or what to leave out or what's important and what's less important. So make sure you've really thought about who it is that might be buying this. And also consider that the person who's buying the product might not be the end user. For example, if you sell products that are usually used for gifting, the person who's buying it is actually going to be giving it to someone else. So you kind of need to answer their questions and help them see how this product is going to make a great gift for someone else. Okay, so think about this customer. What's their current situation? What are their goals? What are their pain points? What are they trying to solve? For example, with the cute jumper, like I need to not freeze my butt off in winter or spend a lot of money on heating. But maybe that customer also wants to feel really cute or beautiful or pretty. Maybe they want to express a part of their personality that's fun or it's elegant and sophisticated. You can kind of put all of this information and this emotion and this feeling into your product descriptions and elevate them to that next level. Once you've kind of created a bit of a picture of who's buying it and what they want, then you can use your features and your benefits to motivate those buyers. So think about it, right? Features tell, benefits sell. Okay, so what do I mean by this? Well, features are your facts and your figures. They're like, what's it made of? It's, you know, they're kind of essential to selling your product to mention them, but they don't mean anything without the benefits. The benefits are what sells your products. They're the thing that people go, so what? Why should I care about this? So when you're writing your product descriptions, you want to make sure that you're including both your features and your benefits. And for every feature, you kind of want to mention the benefit. So, you know, does this jumper have a loose fit? Feature, how it fits. The benefit of that, it's going to feel really snuggly. You can layer it with other products, like with other t-shirts and stuff underneath. That's a benefit of the feature. Let's say I have a water bottle. The feature of it is it's got a little like flip top lid. That's a feature. The benefit of that, I can drink water really quickly while I'm out walking without spilling it all down myself, which happens to me all the time. So suddenly I've taken a feature, I've turned it into a benefit. And you should be able to do this for almost every feature or element of your product. Of course, you don't necessarily want to list every single one of them in your product description, particularly if you have a lot of features. Then you kind of want to pick maybe the top 3, 4, maybe 5 features and highlight those. And make sure you go back and you think about your customer and what's most important to them. Is it the fit? Is it the feel? Is it how long it's going to last? Is it how the product is made? Is it made sustainably or ethically? Those can also be benefits and features of your product. And, you know, people can really value that. So make sure you're highlighting those in your product descriptions as well if you think it's important to your target customer. And it's true, of course. So you kind of want to describe the advantages of your product in a way that's going to help someone make that decision and considers the goals and the needs and the desires of your target customer. Okay, so we've kind of got our features and benefits. We've thought about who our customer is. And the next thing that needs to go into our product descriptions is it needs to reflect your brand's tone of voice. And if you've listened to my first episode on brand voice, then of course you will know a little bit about what I'm talking about. But essentially when it comes to our product descriptions, they are an extension of our brand and they should feel and sound just like the rest of your copy, just like your content on Instagram. So sometimes, you know, what you might want to do is write your product descriptions out, just really basic, get the information down on the page so it's out of your head and onto a piece of paper, and then go back and put your brand's personality into it. And like, don't be afraid to do this. Product descriptions shouldn't be boring. They should actually be really fun because people want to get excited about buying your product. And part of that is that brand voice that comes through with every aspect of your copy. And of course, the other thing that we can do with our product descriptions is we can tell a story. Stories can be a really effective way to get across the features and the benefits of a product and to bring people into our brand. And there is a brand that does this so well, and I just love going to their website and just reading their product descriptions, and that's Jay Peterman. You may know them from Seinfeld, but it's actually a real brand, which like has been around for years, and it's amazing. And their product descriptions are like mini stories. You know, they'll have a dress, and instead of just describing the dress, they'll describe a woman wearing the dress in Paris at midnight, and she's walking along the Champs-Élysées. And it's beautiful. And look, I may not go to Paris for a very, very long time, but reading that product description, I can imagine myself walking along the Champs-Élysées in this beautifully fitted gown. And it suddenly creates something like a world that's much, much bigger than just the product and the brand. And it makes you want to be part of that. And that can be really effective way to, you know, essentially sell your products, but also to build a story that your brand is known for. And so I'd highly recommend going and having a look in at the Jay Peterman website for a bit of product inspo and, you know, just get lost in it for a while. Okay, so we've talked a bit about how to write our product descriptions in a way that's going to appeal to humans. But the other thing we want to consider is how to get our product descriptions to appeal to the search engines, i.e. your SEO or your search engine optimization. When we're selling online, we want to make sure that people who are looking for products that we sell can find us. And this is where your SEO comes into it. Because if people can't find your products, then they can't decide whether they want to buy them or not, right? So when it comes to your SEO, the top thing to consider, of course, is writing unique, detailed product descriptions. And that's what we want to do anyway, because that appeals to humans. But this is also important because if you, you know, let's say you sell products as a reseller from a manufacturer, and you've got 10 or 20 other websites out there that also sell the same products, and they've all used the manufacturer's product description, which is fine, but doesn't sound like your brand. And if everybody has the same product description, what's differentiating them? But if you take that same product and you write a unique, detailed product description that's much more targeted at that customer, this is going to appeal to the person buying it, but it's also going to help you stand out in the search engine results, because Google and other search engines are looking for unique content and they're going to rank detailed, unique content much more highly. So that's the first thing we want to consider. The other thing we want to consider is making sure that we have the right keywords. I'm all for naming your product something cute and quirky, but people out there looking for that particular product, unless they already know your brand and the products that they're looking for, are not going to know that that's what you've called, you know, your jumper or your dress or your jewelry. So you want to make sure that you're using keywords or phrases in your product descriptions that people would actually use to search for your product. So let's say you're selling, you know, black dresses, your classic wardrobe staple, right? And you've called your, you know, classic black dress the lily dress, which is fine. And it might come up, you know, be a great way to incorporate your brand voice into it. But unless someone already knows that your brand uses, you know, women's names to call your dresses, like to name your products, then they're not going to really know to search for that. But what they will search for is, you know, elegant black dress or short black dress or long black dress or silk black dress, right? And they're the key phrases that we want to make sure that we incorporate into your product descriptions. Now, you can work with a SEO specialist, or you can work with a copywriter that also offers SEO, like myself, to help you find the right keywords. But a lot of the time, it's kind of just common sense. You know, if you have a product, type it into Google what you think people would use to search for it. And if you see a lot of results that are similar to your kind of product, then you're probably on the right track. There's also a bunch of free tools that you can use to find the right keywords. And I'm going to do an episode later on all about using those free tools for your website. So, you know, stay tuned for that. But look, basically just consider what would someone type in to find this particular product, and make sure that you're using that phrase within your product descriptions and your headings. The other thing that you want to do is optimize your meta title and your descriptions. And this you can do in the back end of your website. And your meta title and descriptions are what will usually appear on the Google search page. We want to make sure, again, that we're having those keyword phrases in there. But you also want to think about how someone scanning those search results is going to feel about reading yours, and whether it's enticing enough to get them to click through and buy your product. So don't just copy paste the same thing, or don't leave it blank and let the search engines decide what to show. Think about what you could put into your description to get someone to click through and have a look at the product. And think about those other things that someone in that position might be looking for. They might be wanting to know, do you offer free shipping, or shipping over a certain amount, or where you're based, or how quickly you can get products out to them. So these will all factor into their decision about whether they want to click through and look at your product and decide to buy. So we want to make sure that we're optimizing those descriptions and the meta titles. The other thing to consider is optimizing your images. So many times I see product-based businesses have uploaded their product images just as like whatever's come out of the camera, right? So it's like a series of like random numbers, xyg.jpg, and they've just uploaded that. But it's easy, except it's not giving you the maximum opportunity for Google to find your products, because Google and other search engines not only look for the page content to decide whether to show results to someone on the search engine, but they also look at your image names and your image alt text. So if you do have, let's say, my black dress example, making sure that you're renaming your image files as like silk black dress or long black dress.jpg and uploading that, because that's going to give you much more opportunity to be indexed by the search engines and to have your products visible on those search pages to more people. And there's a lot more that I want to say about SEO for your product-based business, and I'm going to be definitely recording a few more episodes that cover the various things to consider, so make sure you stay tuned for those. But I really just want you to take away from this that when you are writing your product descriptions and uploading them, to really think about the other opportunities that you can use to make sure that they become more visible in the search engines. Okay, so we've covered a little bit about how to construct these product descriptions, but I wanted to give you my tips on how to write dozens or even hundreds of product descriptions way faster, because I know what it's like. You can write a couple of them pretty easily, right? You know, we start thinking about our customer, we get in the flow, we've written like maybe 5 or 10 product descriptions, and then it gets a bit overwhelming. The creativity is starting to drain. And suddenly you're like, oh my God, I have to write 100 more of these. How am I going to manage it? And I have done this for clients. And look, when I tell you I'm a professional copywriter, and even I find writing a lot of product descriptions can be creatively draining. But what I have done is to make sure that I have some like tactics that I can use to make writing them faster, to make sure that I'm still being creative when it comes to number 50 or number 100, as I was when it was at number 10, and to make sure that the whole project doesn't feel really overwhelming. So the first thing that you want to do is to break it down into manageable chunks, right? Don't try and write them all in a day. That's not going to happen. I want you to pick like your top sellers or your featured products or your most popular products and start there. So just start wherever it makes sense for you. And then create a bit of a spreadsheet or a bit of a plan to get the rest of your product descriptions done. And the other thing is, you don't want to try and start with a blank page, right? Like, don't start writing your opening product description line with no idea about where you're going. My top tip is to just get a bit of info down. So go back and listen to the start of this episode where I sort of talked about the customer and your features and your benefits. Just start jotting some information down, like what are the features? Look at the product. What's it made of? You know, it's going to be a bit of gobbledygook to start with, but getting that information down will mean that you're not starting with a blank page. Then you'll have somewhere to go from there. Okay, so again, start writing down who the product is for. Just jot it out. Pick one person. Don't try and pick like 50 different types of customers and cover them all. I want you to just pick one particular person and think about who they are and why they would want to buy this product. Again, let's get some dot points down. Then create two columns with your features and your benefits. So under your features, write down the key information about the product, what it's made of, what, you know, elements it has on it, how it works, just your facts. Then on the other side, write down the benefit of that feature. So again, think, so what, right? It's made of cotton, so what? It has a secure lid, so what? Just do that for every one of your features that you've listed down. Then I want you to jot down a handful of descriptive words for that product that you would use to describe it, basically. So is it luxe? Is it elegant? Is it refined? Is it hard wearing? Is it sturdy? This is where an online thesaurus is going to be your friend. I have a thesaurus open all the time when I'm writing product descriptions because you want to make sure that we're using a really broad range of language to describe our products. And finally, I want you to jot down a couple of notes about where or when or how someone might use that product. Again, thinking about that key customer. And you can also, again, go back and think about, is the person that's buying it going to be using the product or is it going to be for someone else? Is it a gift? So think about how that person who's receiving it would use the product. Let's say, for example, it's a dress. Are they going to wear it to a summit picnic or a party or a beach or a trip to the shops, or is it for lounging around at home? And what can they wear that dress with? Is it strappy sandals, joggers, a cute cardigan? And how are they going to feel wearing it? Is it like fun? Is it elegant? Is it casual and kind of just down to earth? So if we can get all of this picture in our mind onto this blank piece of paper, then when we go back and have to actually write the product description down, it'll be way faster, right? Because we already have an image of our head of who this product is and how they're going to use it. So start with a sentence or two that sums up the product. That's your opening. Then pick your top 3 to 4 features and benefits. So for some easy to read, like dot points. Then we want to write a bit of a longer description that's more about, you know, who it's for and how and where they're using it. So we're getting that story into the product. And then hit with the end with like your basic information. So the size of it, the height or the length or the width, like just your kind of summary facts. And I know that this is kind of a bit difficult to understand through a podcast when I explain it. So I've created a free handy product description template for you that you can follow along and get this information down in a really fast way to make writing your product descriptions easier. So I'll give you the information about where you can grab that at the end of this episode. Okay, so let's say you're listening to this podcast, you're like, right now, I get it. I understand that product descriptions are important for, you know, businesses, but I don't like writing them. I don't like, you know, feeling pushy or selling or, you know, being sleazy and telling people to buy my product. Like, I just want to get my point across in a way that, you know, is clear and honest, but is still kind of marketing driven. Like, how do I do that? And this is actually perfect if this is you, because, you know, we're not on some late night infomercial trying to get people to buy steak knives that they don't need or like some random gadget that they definitely don't need, right? I want you to take this approach of, we're just giving people enough information that they can decide for themselves. This isn't sleazy. It's not pushy. We're definitely not lying or being dishonest about the features or the benefits of our product. actually what we're doing is just giving people the information to make the decision for themselves. And yeah, you want to sell your product. You're in business to make money, right? But at the same time, you also want the right people to buy your product, and you want them to feel that they've made a great decision. Because if you, you know, have like been a bit dishonest, or maybe haven't really talked about some features that people might not like, you're going to get returns and you're going to get unhappy customers, and that's not going to be great for your business long term. So I want you to approach your product descriptions as if you're telling a friend about this product, and you know this product is right for them, right? You know them really well, you know your product really well. So you're just trying to make sure that they, you know, have all the information that they need, and then they can make their own decision about whether they need it in their life now. And that's the kind of approach that you want to be taking with your product descriptions. And in fact, all of your copy. I know that product descriptions can be a bit of an overwhelming topic, particularly when you have a big store and you've got hundreds of products that you want to get descriptions right. And, you know, spending a little time crafting your product descriptions, you know, it means that you get more sales at the end. So it's really important to have that time for you to get a bit creative, think about your customers, and, you know, create that content. But look, if it's difficult, then really just want to break it down. Don't just outline the facts. We want to make sure that your customer has a picture of that product in their lives. So imagine that you had to tell someone about it over the phone or over Zoom about your product. Just get out the facts and the information that you need. Then go back and add a little bit of a story and add your brand voice into it and add your brand personality into it. And forget sleazy sales techniques. Think helpful and informative and fun in the end of the day, right? Because, you know, you love your products, you love what you have created, and you just want to make sure that the right people can enjoy your products as well. So, okay, so if you need a little bit of help writing your product descriptions, I have created a free product description template for you that just helps you kind of jot down this information, guides you through it a little bit, and just makes it a whole lot easier than staring at a blank page. So to grab that, head to fatecreative.com.au/episode-2, and that's the number 2, to grab that guide. And it'll be available for you guys to just download and, you know, basically get started, create your own process to write your product descriptions. Okay, that's it from me on all things product descriptions. This is definitely a topic I'm going to revisit in future, because there's a lot of information to get across when we're talking about products and product descriptions. And, you know, for every business and every product, there's always something different to consider. But this is a bit of a primer to get you started on writing your own product descriptions that are informative and fun and interesting and are going to help people decide whether that product is right for them or not. So if you haven't already, I want you to make sure that you hit the subscribe button to get the next episode as soon as it drops. I've got a great interview coming up with someone all about how to write your content in a kind of a post-COVID world, and in the lead up to Christmas, a few things to consider as well. It's going to be super informative and really just a great interview to tune into. So again, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. And if you've enjoyed this episode, post a screenshot and tag me at Fate Creative to let me know that you're listening. And if you do have any questions or requests for upcoming episodes on all things brand voice, product copy, copywriting your marketing, send me a DM and I will add it to the list. All right, thanks so much for listening. See you next time. This podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Wadawurrung people, and we pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. We acknowledge the stories, traditions, and living cultures of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples on this land, and recognise that sovereignty was never ceded.